Welcome to Adventist Reflections, your network sharing character building ideas.
Dr. Man.
Dr. Dancy, Happy New Year. How are you?
Happy New Year. I'm very excited to be back.
Yes, finally.
It's been a long time for sure.
It has been. So we spent some time off. Yeah. So I took some forced holidays. Thank you so much for the... How do you say it? Do you say production
Production, yeah, the management, executive producers, and everybody who has been waiting for Dr. Nat.
That's it. BBC and CNN were very great. Oh, sorry.
Those are copyrighted. Okay, sorry. We'll have to edit them out.
Yeah, that's it.
No, because we're live. But we're here face-to-face again.
Yes.
And I think this is exciting. And we were talking about in another podcast we do as well that maybe we're looking for sponsors because we are thinking of doing something beyond just this. Maybe we should have cameras.
So we want to appeal to the government, to the Democratic Republic of Australia.
That's right. So, yeah. Hey, but we have greetings. You know what I would like us to greet, Dr. Nan? I would like us to greet to all of those people who listen to the podcast. We have received people saying, hey, you know, where are you guys? And unfortunately, we didn't record anything saying we're going to be finishing the season and we're going to start a new season next year. But anyhow, here we are. But wherever you are, it's still a holiday season for some.
It's
still some people might be traveling, might be sitting somewhere in the middle of nowhere, walking, talking to somebody, feasting or whatever, hiking, maybe in an airport waiting for the vaccine. I have no idea.
That's it.
But may they be listening to the podcast and the gluten time be a good thing for them again.
Look, it's a new year. We have plans. We have wishes.
We do.
Resolutions.
Oh.
We just want to conquer the world, Dr. Dancy.
Okay.
That's the only thing we want to do.
We will try.
And staying healthy as well and running away from the virus. I guess that's one of the primary aims of everyone that listens.
Okay.
But Dr. Nancy, let's just start.
Do we start?
Yes.
Okay.
Ideas shared here are not professional advice. These only reflect a friendly chat between two people who have nothing better to do. If you need advice, consult with your doctor. Hi, family. It's Gluten Time, your podcast. You either like it or you don't. You may digest it well or you may find it a bit of a struggle. Stay with us today and try Gluten Time. And now, here is Dr. Dancy and Dr. Nard, speaking about the issues that matter.
Dr. Wow. Dancy, what a fantastic intro. As you can see, it's a new year.
We've been working behind the scenes, so it wasn't all bludgeon, right?
No. It's a lot of work. Our production team, you know, very professional. It's not from CNN. It's not from BBC. It's from Gluten Time.
It's Gluten Time. And all the teamwork we've been doing, you know, like all the meetings we have to around the table to put ideas how we're going to produce this podcast.
That's it. So. As in like 15 minutes ago?
I'm glad we're here though. So resolutions, is that what we're going to talk about today?
That's it. Resolutions. We need to conquer the world one step at a time. Simple stuff. I've said it, you know, I've mentioned it to you. I just want to learn how to surf better.
Yes.
That's one. Uh-huh. And maybe let's just get to see each other more often. Let's record more often. Let's just do some measurable, achievable
things.
Goals for this.
Smart goals.
Smart goals. I agree with you. There's one goal that I wouldn't do, Dr. Dancy. I wouldn't dare myself to.
What is that?
Walk endlessly until you go around the whole world.
Like Forrest Gump?
Exactly. Only that he was running it, but...
He wasn't real, though, was he?
Interesting facts. I'll look at this. The average pair of feet walk around 8,000 steps a day, which is pretty good. It's actually pretty... Like if you have a step counter, it's not bad.
I wish more of my patients walked that much, but that's the healthy, I think.
Exactly,
standard.
Exactly.
Good.
It's about 2.5 million steps per year on an average.
Oh, wow.
In a lifetime, this is amazing. People walk around 185,000 kilometers. That's amazing. That's like...
Okay.
Like a new
in
car.
In a lifetime.
In lifetime. You just replace the car, which is incredible.
That is a long time.
But I've got a story for you, Dr. Danzi.
Okay.
There's a guy that did not want to stop walking. So, 1970, David Kunst.
Okay.
Interesting last name.
Yeah.
He just went, I want to walk. I want to walk around the world. So, he was inspired by the moon landing, decided to walk around the world.
Oh.
So, his brother John started. They packed the mule. Okay. So the mule was actually named Willie. So really interesting, very important, guys. If you want to walk the world, get a mule and then name it something. So 30-year-old Dave went from Waseca, Minnesota on the 20th of June, 1970. They walked to New York, flew to Portugal, and then went to Iran. So this guy wow. actually goes all around the world.
That must be a Guinness record.
He ended up being in the Guinness World Records. The interesting thing is that he lost so many things along the way. One was the mule. The okay. other thing was 21 pairs of shoes.
Oh, that was bound to happen.
And 4 years. So actually three mules in 4.5 years to do the whole 24,140 kilometer walk. Interestingly enough, like for those Aussies
yes.
here listening, he managed to have a volunteer Australian teacher, Jenny Samuel,
okay.
who helped her cross the outback, actually. Like he was in the right. desert.
So through the desert.
The mule died, and then this lady comes in and said, look,
I'll help you.
I'll help you. Let's put the supplies cart, I'll tow it.
Wow.
In the end, he earned a bride and it was Jenny Samuel.
Oh, yeah, not bad, okay, not bad. Okay. So
all,
that's pretty good.
All this effort has a good outcome. So I'm not sure, Dr. Danzi. New Year's resolution, we want to achieve big things. Mm-hmm. You know, it can be frustrating not to be able to achieve them.
Well, this is I think we should all have some goal in mind. I mean, something yeah. that gives us a drive. But be smart about it. You know, have something that it's tangible, something that, like you mentioned, those smart goals, you know, something achievable, something that actually makes sense as well.
So you're saying that my goal to be maybe like a, looking like a 21-year-old, very young, handsome, and it might not happen. Okay,
no, you cool, might good. Have to set up with 22. Okay. But let me share with you. Like share with you some of the things. Like I was doing some finding about New Year's resolutions and things like people do. And these are the kind of things that I think, I don't know if call it silly, but because maybe somebody's listening who has done these resolutions, but almost setting yourself up for failing
from the
beginning. And I'm not saying not to strive high and hard, but you know,
But before you get there, I think it's time for a mid break.
Should we?
Let's go.
I really, really want to tell you that.
Hey, family, have you listened to the other podcasts in the Adventist Reflections Network? For those who speak Spanish, we have Charles de Vida, Pan de Hoy, and La Hora del Gluten. Also, for those listening to this, it's more likely that you don't speak Spanish, and that's okay. For our English-speaking followers, we also have the Adventist Reflections podcast. In that podcast, you'll find a different way to share ideas that build spiritual character. You can find the Adventist Reflections podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Remember, listen, review, and like the Adventist Reflections podcast.
Wow, dude, I'm impressed.
Very professional.
Well, I'm telling you, we were not bludging.
Should we retire? What we're going to do, we're just going to play these ads endlessly for the whole new year. That's our New Year's resolution.
That new what to play?
Dr. Danzi, you left me hanging in the air.
I left you hanging. But I want to say something, you know, because
show me.
I would just like to say in here in the middle that Lauren,
yes,
that's the voice you listen.
Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you,
that's
Lauren.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. She did a good job.
You have to do a podcast on how to teach podcasters how to
speak well. Well, we probably need to have something, you know, how to change your...
The Latino
accent, but then we take away our flavor, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, the chili flavor. So, look, there are people out there, and I think this is a very novel, exciting, and good resolution, but I'm not sure, like, it might be hard. I know you're pretty good at this in this area. I'm not as good henceforth, all the things you see right in front of you. But some people have done the extreme resolution of saving half their annual income by the end of the year.
Not me.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Next. All right. Yeah. Well, there is people who thought of, will it be cool to complete a month's long silent meditation at some place, like a retreat or someone, like a whole month on silence, like kind of like a monk.
Yeah, yeah.
That is like, well, you know, impressive. Amazing.
Yeah.
There are some people who have purpose there, and this will be a, quite hard to do even in this day and age. We're just talking about this lockdown business happening here in Australia again. Some people have given this idea of traveling in the year to all 196 countries.
Wow.
I guess you can tackle a couple in a couple of days in Europe.
Yeah.
But it will be quite hard.
It'll be hard. If not impossible right now.
Yeah. Running a marathon a month? Dr. Dancy, that's tempting, hey?
You're on it.
Well, I don't know. That's quite difficult. Quite toiling on the body, I reckon. But anyhow, look, a lot of this stuff is rather interesting. Like somebody once put this resolution of traveling to every national park in the world.
Wow. Okay.
Like, how can you do that in 365 days?
That's it.
I mean, I'm not 100% sure. I mean, Australia has a couple of parks and it will be hard to even go through
it's
all
huge.
Of them.
Yeah, that's right.
So around the world, it will be interesting. Yeah. So thinking about what you were saying, that we could have some resolutions. I agree. Let's make it tangible, achievable, beneficial. We can see the results. We can assess how we can assess it. That's up to everybody to sit down and think about it. But I do want to bring this idea that a resolution could cover all areas of our personal growth.
Yeah, that's right.
And we have talked about this in past season. Now we started a new season, 2021, but we cannot neglect this area of, hey, you know, what resolution are you going to do related to your physique, to your physical, to your health, your biological body, tangible health? Mm. What about socially, you know, what new friend are you going to make, or are you going to be meeting with more people, or whatever that means for you socially?
Even if that means adding one more friend to your 5,663 Facebook friends that you have already.
Maybe keep in touch with such friend.
That's it.
Perhaps the psychological, emotional aspect as well. Somehow, maybe if you need help, talk to somebody or listen to the Gluten Time podcast as part of your journey of growth. Or keep on listening and commenting and reviewing and sharing and liking and all that kind
of
stuff.
That's the way.
But then there's a spiritual aspect, and I'm wondering, can you think of anything that might be beneficial spiritually?
Hey, there's something we've been drawing some wisdom from this ancient book.
Yes, we have
called the Bible,
and I'm hoping we can continue doing that.
We should. Uh-huh. But there was. Let me just give you a very simple bit of a verse from the Bible.
Okay,
it says that there was a man that was named Enoch.
Yeah,
and he walked with God.
Oh, yes.
Look, it's so deep. That's it. He walked with God. So I guess we're thinking of this story. This guy walks around the world, makes it to the same place where he started.
Yes.
So this guy walks with God. Why don't we just put a New Year's resolution to include God in our life?
I like it. Somehow. Yeah. Seek him. Include him. Yeah. I like it. Well, I would like to purpose myself to have that continuity. Maybe seek something in that area as well.
That's it.
I like it.
Look, let's...
Do we finish?
Yes.
Well, I hope that you like this new season. There's so many more things to come, hopefully.
Yeah.
Or maybe not. Who knows? You never know with Gluten Time. But Dr. Nara, I enjoy it. I really, really appreciate the time.
My production team.
They were not quick enough.
Okay.
I'll see you next week, Dr. Nat.
I just got some viruses.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye.
You need to go and get tested.
I need to.
You need to get tested now. COVID lockdown.
Greater Brisbane area.
Well, we need to kick you out from this area.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with your family and friends.
Find us on Facebook and Instagram as Adventist Reflections Network. You can also leave a review wherever you listen to your podcast. Thank you for your continued support. And remember, you are created amazingly.